With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to a joint session of Congress today at the invitation of House Speaker Mike Johnson. Netanyahu says Hamas could end the war today by surrendering, disarming, and releasing all hostages.
But if they don't, Israel will fight until we destroy Hamas's military capabilities, end its rule in Gaza, and bring all our hostages home. That's what total victory means, and we will settle for nothing less.
He delivered the impassioned speech to Congress, taking on protesters inside the House chamber and thousands gathered outside the Capitol, while emphasizing the importance of the U.S.-Israel relationship. President Biden will address the nation tonight about his decision not to seek a second term. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
On Sunday, the president posted a letter online announcing that he was dropping out of the 2024 race. Tonight, in a speech from the Oval Office, he will explain to the country more about his historic decision, which has upended the presidential race. The address will also be forward-looking. In a White House statement, the president said he will use the primetime address to talk about what lies ahead and how he will finish the job for the American people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities say a wildfire burning in Oregon that's kicking smoke into neighboring Idaho and beyond is now the largest active blaze in the U.S. Fire crews are also bracing for a storm that's expected to bring lightning, strong winds, and the risk of flash floods to the area late Wednesday. The Durkee fire is burning near the Oregon-Idaho border. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 504 points. This is SRN News. The New York City Health Department changes course.
In a unanimous vote, department officials have decided to stop treating late-term abortion babies with the deference shown to other deceased people. According to the New York Post, that means no more sending the babies to a funeral home for proper burial. Now abortion clinics in the city will be allowed to do whatever they want with the dead infants. New York has one of the highest abortion rates of any city or county in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some church leaders in San Antonio are participating in a unique project that trains them to serve as mental health counselors. Under a Harvard Medical School pilot program, they'll work as interns before counseling on their own and will refer more serious cases to medical providers. By the end of the year, the initial group of 10 clergy and church members will be able to deliver services independently and then help train another group of religious leaders. This is SRN News. Automaker BMW has announced a recall in the United States.
The automaker says the recall of 291,000 SUVs is because the interior cargo rails can detach in a crash, increasing the risk of injury. The recall covers certain X3 SUVs from the 2018 through 2023 model years. BMW says in documents posted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that it will replace the rear cargo rail bolts that attach to the vehicle body. The company says in rare cases the body could be damaged. It's not known whether there have been any injuries due to the problem. BMW plans to notify owners of the recall by letter starting in late August. I'm Mike Hempen.
Tesla's second quarter net income fell 45% compared with a year ago as the company's global electric vehicle sales tumbled. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.